April 20th, Psalm 19.
To the choir master, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are the words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
What's wrong with the world today? Douglas Sean O'Donnell. What's wrong with the world today? I am. Sincerely, King David. While these opening lines play off of G.K. Chesterton's famous reply to the London Times, they reflect well David's thoughts in Psalm 19, verses 12 through 14. In those verses, David speaks of both his unknown and his known sins, hidden faults, presumptuous sins, and great transgression, as well as his need for deliverance from the dominion of sin. He asks for pardon from sin and power to overcome sin. He prays that his outward actions, the words of my mouth, and his inward thoughts, the meditation of my heart, would be acceptable to God, his rock, refuge from sin, and redeemer, deliverer who will pay for his sin. But how did David arrive at that conclusion? The same way we all do. He saw his need for the gospel of God by encountering the living God through his works in creation and his words in Scripture. As David meditated upon the heat of the sun and the light of God's perfect law, he conceded that he was the problem and God's grace was the only solution. How often we miss these truths. When was the last time we were so greatly enjoying the heat of the sun that we were brought to the feet of the sun? All creation testifies to Christ, the Creator who created all things, and in whom all things hold together, Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 to 17. And when is the last time that reading God's law, his testimony, and his commandment led us to revere our Redeemer? Let us celebrate that Christ died for the ungodly. Moreover, let us rejoice that because Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life, Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We all know what is wrong with the world. We are. Who of us hasn't made errors in moral judgment, a rash word, a crude joke? Who of us hasn't openly rebelled against God, glorying in our achievements, viewing immoral images? But thanks be to God that, through faith in Christ, we are no longer enslaved to sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. We know that our Redeemer lives, and we also know that we can stand against the schemes of the devil and the deceitfulness of sin
because we are strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.